This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Mets facing what feels like their first adversity the entire year, losing 2 out of 3 to a Mariners team at home that came in under 500. Some injuries to deal with, of course, with the bullpen. Then James McCann and his hamate bone. And then, of course, you hear about Tylor McGill and his injury. So they're definitely facing some adversity for the first time, losing their first series and then having these other things go on. But, I mean, I need to see more than just this to believe that the Mets are heading into another late May, early June swoon. I don't believe that that is the case. I think that they are going to be okay. They feel different to me. I'm not going to freak out. Like some Mets fans think that because their schedule is tough in June that they're going to fall off the face of the earth. They better not. Those are the Mets teams of the past, and if we're saying that this team is different, then they better not do something like that again. They're going to be just fine. They got the right leaders there. We can't extol the virtues of Buck Showalter and Max Scherzer and everybody else when things are going well and then freak out the time they hit a little bit of a speed bump.
Well, the good thing is Edwin Diaz is coming in there and popping it up around 98 miles an hour.
For
so
sure.
He's doing his job. But, you know, losing Tylor McGill for the next 15 days, I guess this was retroactive, so maybe he'll miss a start or two. You know, so now they got to mix and match in the bullpen. They have injuries there. I mean, these are kind of the things that every team goes through somewhere along the line. Good thing for them that they got off to a great start to give them a little bit of a cushion right now. But what I worry about, we got a black hole at third base. We're most likely going to have a offensive black hole, even though we had a home run from Mazika. We're going to have an offensive hole at short at catcher.
Mm-hmm.
So you got two problems there. You need somebody to protect Pete Alonso, which is not happening right now. And I remember at the beginning of the year, we talked about the addition of Scherzer, Canna, Escobar, and I'm trying to think of the other guy. So Jankowski maybe, but these guys like are not doing what I thought they were going to do, especially Escobar. Escobar has been a guy that, you know, has been a run producer. He's been a decent hitter. He got off to a decent start for the Mets, but now all of a sudden has fallen by the wayside. JD Davis has been terrible offensively. So, you know, I'm sure that Billy Epler and Steve Cohen and, you know, all of .72 Asset Management's, you know, group, a company that's in there, are all going to figure something out and get another. They have to get somebody else in here that is a hitter, that is a good hitter, that, you know, is sitting on that on deck circle. Because even Dom Smith, as much as we love him and we didn't want him to be traded, we wanted Robinson Cano to go out, and who, by the way, signed with San Diego while I was out.
Had a terrible debut, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they got rid of the right guy and they ate the money. Mm-hmm. So that's what we want as fans. Now they got to figure out, you know, where can they go get a significant hitter to sit behind Pete Alonso. And maybe, you know, this team doesn't, it's not constructed like the Yankees. The Yankees could be losing a game, like I said, and any one of 7 out of their 9 guys in their lineup can hit a home run.
It's a 3-run homer fest around any corner. And then they have shown that and realized their potential so far this year. So yeah, I mean, a power bat for sure. I mean, the Mets get a lot of hits, but they don't hit a lot of home runs.
Right, so they're not generating, even though they've scored, like, I think the 5th most runs in baseball. A lot of that came earlier in the season, too. But I don't know. You know, defensively, they're sound, but there's a hole at catcher now. And not saying, like, you know, it wasn't like McCann was
not losing Johnny Bench.
He was, right, he was back there because of defensive and because of his arm and everything else, and certainly all his teammates like him and all that other stuff. But, you know, he's out for 6 weeks. So there'll be more moves to be made for sure. And if they're looking at it the way that we are looking at it, They got to start scouring like the crappy teams out there that know that they have no chance and figure out who the highest paid hitters are on those teams and see if they can acquire one of those well before the trade deadline. I don't want to wait to the trade deadline.
Yeah, I mean,
they got to get a guy in there now.
Yeah, I know. And there's a lot of teams that have are basically out of it already. We talked about this towards the end of last week that there's a bunch of teams that are on pace to win 100 games and there's a bunch of teams that are on pace to lose 100 games already. I think six of them. Maybe 6 to 8 of them. So that means that those teams might want to deal players early. And if the Mets are desperate enough to make a trade and give this other team, you know, whatever, some financial relief, or maybe the Mets deal a prospect that someone's interested in. Whatever it takes, I do think the point is, I think that there's a better chance that something happens early before the trade deadline this year because of some of these terrible teams that are out there.
You know, so it could be a combination of things. It could be a combination of taking salary off someone's hands, because that's our advantage with Steve Cohen and .72 Asset Management running the team. And number two, may have to include somebody like Adam Smith.
Mm-hmm.
You might have to send a major league player somewhere, and we may not be happy about that, but you have to be realistic, and you have to be, I hate to say it and I keep saying it, you have to be ruthless in this case, and you got to figure out some way to get somebody in here that is going to add protection to Pete Alonso, but also more so than that is also going to generate runs. So
yeah. It was annoying, though, this weekend. I mean, I'm not going to freak out about it, but what I really didn't like is, you know, the Paul Sewald comments after the game. Now, basically, like anybody's thinking about Paul Sewald, he comes in here and he's like, oh, man, you know, I got my revenge and they gave up on me and all this stuff. I mean, it's easy to understand. You were here. You didn't pitch that well. It's a business. It's a business of winning. There's a baseball operations team that said, hey, this guy wasn't getting it done. You've gone out to Seattle, and you figured it out, and now you're pitching well. I mean, why do you have to hold this grudge against the Mets? It's not as if the Mets got rid of you when you were pitching well and said, hey, this guy, his numbers are deceiving. He's not that good, and he stinks, and got rid of him. I mean, Sewald was a bum here. Like, why does he have to? I don't understand the chip on your shoulder. Like, why couldn't he say something like, hey, I didn't get it done here, and... You know, I'm happy the Mets are having a good season. I'm happy for me that I went to a place where I'm pitching better.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.